Well, today's Veterans Day, so here's five things you probably should know about it. There are 21.2 million military veterans currently in the U.S. 1.6 million of them are women. The Vietnam War had the most living veterans, with approximately 7.4 million. There's still about 1.6 million living World War II veterans, and there are currently no more living veterans from World War I.
Thank you to all our veterans out there today. If you see a veteran, make sure you say thanks. Around 1 a.m. on Friday, police in Western Sweden got a call from some concerned neighbors. They heard a lot of banging and some screaming in a house and a baby crying. So naturally, they called the cops. And when the cops showed up, they discovered the noise wasn't any of the horrible scenarios it could have been. It was a family frustrated by putting together IKEA furniture. Makes a lot of sense. If you've ever tried putting together IKEA furniture, it's terrible. And you can understand why all this would happen. The parents had been struggling to assemble it and made enough noise that they woke up the baby, who started crying. Obviously, no charges were filed.
For some reason, a guy in London recently drank a bottle of juice that had come in the mail addressed to a wrong person 3 years ago. He died the same day. It was not juice like it was labeled in the bottle. It was actually $54,000 worth of liquid crystal meth. Police say there's no way to track down the person who sent it because the box that it came in had been tossed out years ago.
Top five movies at the box office this past weekend. No surprise at number one. But starting with number five, Ender's Game brought in another $10.3 million. Last of Vegas brought in $11.1 million. Free Birds, $11.2 million. Bad Grandpa, $11.3 million. And Thor, The Dark World is the new number one movie with $86.1 million this weekend.
A British World War II vet named Harold Percival passed away last month in his sleep. He died at the age of 99. When his funeral home found out that he didn't have any close friends or family, they wrote in his obituary that veterans and military personnel would be welcome to attend his service. Soldier posted the obituary on Twitter. It was retweeted 4,000 times. Hundreds of people are now expected at his funeral this morning in London.
That's a way to show support for our veterans.
Yes. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.